You are listening to The Sit Down with DJ Tay. Hey guys, you are listening to The Sit Down with DJ Tay. You can follow me on Instagram at _TaylorSimoneTV and just get to know me, okay? All right, you guys, so this is my first podcast. This is my first show I will be starting to do on podcasts, you know? I wanted to just start this because I am in radio and I just want to experience the podcast situation. You know, I'm always on air and I love to be on air, so I wanted to, you know, explore my options. All right, you guys, so we're gonna talk about entertainment, music, shows, gossip, everything that you want to know. It will be on this show, okay, you guys? So I am by myself. I will be hosting the show and I will be talking, so later on, you know, later on in the later years or a couple months, we will have special guests come on, you know, just to have more opinions, okay? I guess you could say have more opinions on the show, okay? So I will be bringing people on, we can talk to them, interviews, the whole nine, okay? So let's just jump right in. I'm going to tell you a little backstory about me and we'll go from there. So my name is Taylor. I am a 25-year-old graduate, okay? Shout out to my alumni, Texas A&M. So, you know, I just graduated. I got a job in DC working for SiriusXM. And that is like my dream job, you guys. Working for SiriusXM has always been on the platform, always been, you know, what I wanted to strive for. So doing this and doing radio and working with behind the scenes, it's amazing, you guys. Just seeing the whole studio, I was like in awe. Coming down here from Texas, you know, a Texas baby. So, you know, I came down here from Texas in DC now, and it's a totally culture shock, you guys. Like, it's totally different out here. It's way more expensive. There's plenty more opportunities out here. And it's just amazing just to see the changes that, you know, you can go through. And, you know, that the diversity is so big, you know. So just seeing that and just being able to be out here and experience new things and accomplish my goals, it's amazing, you guys. It's amazing. I can only bless God for that, you know. So I just wanted to tell y'all that. What else do I have to tell y'all? So I definitely want to get into the radio in New York. That is like probably one of the main things that I've always wanted to do, but you know, we gotta take baby steps. And I got my foot in the door at SiriusXM, so it's only up from here, you know. God is gonna bless me one day. So we're gonna start with the podcast. We're gonna talk about the BET Awards that just passed this Sunday. So, you know, we're gonna get all into the tea because, honey, I know y'all saw that show and was like, what? It was amazing. So we're just gonna jump right in with Regina Hall being the opening. Of course, she was the host. Now Regina Hall is somebody I look up to because her story is just amazing. You know, it's amazing being from the bottom to the going to the top. It's like, girl, you doing the damn thing, okay? Now she is from DC. And I just recently found out, I didn't even know she is from D.C. But she is from D.C. And she kind of dedicated the BET Awards to D.C., which was kind of amazing just to see the differences of the past few years that it went through and everything that changed. And I can totally see it now, you know, like, it's so crazy. We see a whole bunch of diversity and gentrification is changing D.C., like it's all over the place and you can see it. I know if a lot of DC, what do you call them, DC villains, I don't even know what y'all call them down there, but you know, in Texas we call them Houstonians, you know. So I don't know what y'all call it down here in DC, but yeah, the people that live in DC, I know y'all can tell there's a big gentrification going on and there's a big diversity going on, being that, you know, it started from the bottom. DC was, you know, Chocolate City, as she said. It was Chocolate City, which I'm pretty sure it still is, but now it's getting into, you know, the white folks being downtown all the time and everybody's not, you know, vibing with it very good. So, I mean, it is changing. You know, the world's changing. So, I can only say, you know, it's up from here. But you never know how that goes. But, you know, the dedication she put from Sugar Bear and, you know, coming on stage, doing her entrance with the drum band, with the drum line. It was just amazing just to see, you know, her come out and, you know, dedicated to D.C. So now another part that I wanted to talk about was Cardi B and Offset. Yo, Cardi B tore up that stage. And I know Offset was like, oh, I gotta come harder. So y'all know Offset don't never dance. So seeing him with a choreography dance, you know, he had the whole thing. So it was kind of like, dang, Offset, okay, you know. Cardi really putting it on you for you to just show out like this. And it was kind of amazing just to see both of them perform. You know, they're in a relationship. They have a wonderful relationship. Well, not wonderful, okay? Let's just pause for a minute. It's not wonderful because we all know what Offset did, which I don't even know how she, you know, was like, okay, we're going to get it together, you know? Like, how do you just be like your husband or your boyfriend was, you know, skipping out on you, and then you want to take him back? So he must have did something in order for her to take him back, which, hey, you know, I can't be mad at her because we've all done it before. But the performance was just amazing. Them two together, it was amazing just seeing that. Another performance I did want to talk about was Lizzo. Yo, Lizzo tore up that stage. She represented for the beautiful black women at the stage. Yes, she tore it up. She was like, I just want to show out for my people, you know? Being that she is a black woman, plus size black woman, is amazing. You don't see a lot of plus size women being, you know, honored like that and just being on stage and performing and showing what you got, honey. Just show what you got, because ain't nobody gonna take you serious if you ain't serious about your craft, okay? Ain't nobody gonna take you serious. But, you know, she did the damn thing, and I'm so proud of her. You know, props to her for doing the damn thing. Another performance that I want to talk about was her. Now, her performance was amazing. Like, it was so powerful. It was so movement powerful. The whole nine. When I tell y'all, it kind of like was like had me at my edge of the seat type of thing. It was really good. It was really good. She's talking about some serious stuff. So I suggest y'all go watch her performance on YouTube. You know it's everywhere. Either YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. You know, it's somewhere. So I suggest y'all go watch it. If y'all haven't watched the BET Awards, I'm pretty sure they're going to replay it on BET. As you know, they always do. BET is known for replaying stuff. So if you haven't watched it, I suggest you go watch it. I did watch it live. So, you know, sometimes they be having mistakes. And they be messing up on the show, which I can understand because TV is hectic. I can tell you that. If radio is hectic, then TV is 10 times worse than that. And it's live, so you don't know what's going to happen. So the Mary J. Blige Lifetime Achievement Award. Oh my God, y'all. My auntie came out and showed out, you guys. She came out there on the stage, was dancing, and I just wanted to say she's amazing, you guys. I've grown up listening to Mary J. Blige. My mom was like the biggest fan of hers, so you know, we was bumping it in the car. We listened to every song, so I kind of knew every song that she was, you know, bumping. And it was kind of like just seeing her being at the age she's at. I ain't gonna say no age. You don't never say a woman's age, but being at the age she's at, she still got it, you know. She still got it, and she's amazing, and I applaud her for getting that Lifetime Achievement Award, because she is amazing, and she deserved it. Now, Rihanna was freaking, you know, trying to give us some with that outfit, honey. Rihanna came out to present the award to Mary J. Blige, and she had a heartfelt message to Mary J. Blige and to her audience, you know. Now, everybody wants to know, where is Rihanna's music? Rihanna said, I am done. Rihanna said she did her part. She is done. She is done with y'all stressing her about music. She don't want to come back, but you know, she probably gonna come back with little two, three songs, and that's it, you guys. Like, I don't even think Rihanna about to do music anymore. She's more focused on her makeup brand, you know, her clothing line, which Savage Fenty is bomb. I do own some of the makeup, and the makeup is bomb as well. But you know, these lingerie outfits, they be hitting, sweetie. They be hitting. And so everybody, you know, was wondering, you know, when she coming back with music. I seriously think she is done with music, you guys. Like, I don't even think she's gonna come back, but hey, you never know. All right, another topic I wanted to talk about was the Nipsey Hussle dedication. Oh my God, YG came out like, what? YG was like, this is it. This is for my brother. You know, YG has been with him from the ground up, you know, from the bottom to the top. You know, they grew up together, you know. And Nipsey Hussle has such a, he has such a heartfelt message that he wanted to get across. And I think everybody has taken it upon these next few months, or these you know, the past few months that have occurred. He has actually done so much that I didn't even know he had did. You know, it was just amazing just to see the dedication that they did for him. And they came out, you know, supported the family. You know, you gotta show the family. The family came on. The mom came on. Now, I don't know, sis. It was kind of skeptical about seeing his parents. His parents were kind of like, I don't know, you guys. You tell me what you think, because the parents kind of seemed like they wasn't getting along. Like, he had said, yeah, you go over there and do your thing to the wife. And the wife, Nipsey's Hussle mom, came on there, and I don't know if she was just out of it or if she just wanted to get her message across, but she was saying some things that kind of made me like, is she okay? You know, like, she didn't look okay, you guys. Like, I know that can be hard, you know, losing your son and losing a family member, you know, that is very hard. And I know how hard it is to mourn somebody, and, you know, being able to come out with millions of audience and talk about what had happened, that can be so hard, you know. It can take a toll on you, and I believe it took a toll on, you know, his mom. So, you know, just seeing them to interact with each other, it didn't really fit well. Let me say it didn't fit well, okay? It just didn't sit right with me. But hey, I don't know the story. I don't want to know the story, because I know everybody's going through a hard time at this time. And it's just like, we just gonna leave it alone. You know, nobody say nothing. Don't even bother. You know, it ain't that important. But, you know, everybody's going through their hardships, and, you know, they just gotta take it one day at a time. You know, everybody's struggling. Everybody's going through one day at a time. All right, you guys. So another performance I did want to talk about was the Old Town Road performance with Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X. So, you guys, I don't know how I feel about Lil Nas X. I feel like he's a one-hit wonder. One-hit wonder. I feel like he is, but, you know, that's just my opinion. But, hey, everybody could be different, you know. I just feel like his music is that one song that everybody gonna listen to that one year, and then it's just gonna die out. Now, they say he did have an album drop this past Friday. I have not seen it. I have not heard it. So don't quote me on it. but they did say he did drop an album this past Friday, and it has multiple songs on it, you know, including Old Town Road, of course. So I don't know how I feel about it. They came out with the horses and the entrance and Billy Ray Cyrus. It was just, you know, I feel like I can't comment on it because I don't really mess with it like that, because, you know, it's kind of like the one hit wonder song where you know it's gonna die down after the couple months he gets, you know, the hype. He's gonna die down. I feel like he's gonna die down. But hey, that's just my opinion, you guys. Now, they say Billy Ray Cyrus went to Georgetown, but, you know, I've been following Charlamagne the God for the longest, and he is one guy that I look up to and is an inspiration to me. And he always said, no, he didn't always say this. He just actually commented on Twitter and was like that Billy Ray Cyrus went to Howard. So I don't know how I feel about Billy Ray Cyrus saying that he went to Howard, or whoever said that he went to Howard, because we all know that ain't true. Now, I don't know how the source or whoever source told Charlamagne the God that he went to Howard, but my sources say he went to Georgetown. So I don't know about that, but if he did, shout out to you, Billy Ray Cyrus, for going to Howard, because hey, not everybody could do it. And for him being a white male, you know, going to Howard is a big deal. I mean, hey, just being black in America, going to Howard is a very big deal. So shout out to him if he did. Now, another topic I did want to touch on was Tyler Perry. He was dropping gems on us, you guys. Dropping gems for achieving the Ultimate Icon Award. Like, what? Tyler Perry? Now, you guys, Tyler Perry has a Tyler Perry Studios. He has his own studios where he can record his movies, his shows, Madea, you know, everything from the top to the bottom. It don't matter. He's got it. And he is doing amazing. He is doing amazing things for us. And it's like, for our black people, he's doing it. He's doing it. He is an inspiration to all of us. And he should be an inspiration to all of us for going out there, striving for, you know, getting that bag, you know, paying people what they need to be paid. Because you don't see a lot of black actors getting paid what they need to be paid. Some black actors are just doing it just to, you know, put your name on the screen. Where in his case, he wants to put you out there. He wants to expose you and, you know, put you out there and just say, hey, this actor got that. You know, this actor can do this. And I think that is amazing. He is doing amazing jobs for all of our black people. And I just want to applaud him for that, because you don't see that a lot, you guys. You don't see somebody working out of their way or going out of their way just to, you know, just to show that our black people, we can do it, you know? We can do it. He should be an inspiration to all of us to want to get out there and strive for our goals and strive for everything that we wanted to accomplish in the world. Because, guys, the whole inspiration and the whole dedication for him and him talking, it was amazing, you guys. It was amazing just to see him and see the things he's done, the projects he's done, and, you know, his work ethic. I think his work ethic is probably like the most powerful thing anybody can ever, you know, experience, and be in the facility with him and just experience that is just amazing. But yeah, you guys, I think the BET Awards was amazing. It was like everything you wanted to see in the BET Awards, it happened. And it was actually better than what last year was, you know, you guys, because sometimes these BET boys don't go as planned, and sometimes it just looks a hot mess, you guys. When I say it looks a hot mess, I mean, we be wondering, who set this up? Like, somebody ain't getting something right. Sometimes the teleprompter ain't coming on right, or sometimes somebody missed their line, or sometimes somebody's crying and then they cut them off. You know, you got this one was just running smoothly. It ran perfect. It was just, everything was on point. So I want to give props to BET for doing that, for showing out. You know, you guys did the damn thing. You did the damn thing, all right? But yeah, I think that was all I had to say about the BET Awards. I mean, those were just some of the main points that I wanted to point out, because those are probably like the most important points anyways. But yeah, you guys tell me what y'all think about the BET Awards, what y'all thought about it. Now, the after show is a whole nother story, because honey, I couldn't get through 5 minutes of the damn BET Awards because I didn't know who the guy was. Now, I know the girl from My Wife and Kids. Her name is McKinley. And so I know she was a host. And then Duval was the other host. And I felt like it was a weird combination. Now, I feel like it was just a weird combination, just because they're in two different, you know, they're in two different roles, you guys. Now I can't think of the word I wanted to say, but yeah, you guys, they were just, it was totally different for me, and I'm not used to it. So, you know, guys coming on stage performing, nobody knows who he was. Everybody vibing to the music, and they asking, "Well, did you know this song? Like, how you gonna know? How you gonna ask somebody in the audience if you knew the song?" Because I know half of them didn't even know the song, and it was like, "Who is he?" Now I know he did accept an award. I had went to the restroom, so part of it I kind of missed. So I know he has got an award. I don't know his name though. But it was the African that got the award, African-American, got his award, and his mother came up because he went to go get some drinks, and he missed his award call. So, his mom went up to the stage and accepted the award on his behalf, and it was like, oh, how are you gonna go get a drink and you miss your award acceptance? Now, I'm pretty sure they kind of tell you, hey, you're coming up next, just letting you know. You know, I'm pretty sure production was like, hey, let him know he's about to be on stage. And this nigga went to go get some drinks because he was bored or whatever it may be, and missed his award ceremony. Or his, I don't know what to say, award acceptance, okay? He just missed the whole thing. He missed his mark, okay? So his mom had to go up there and accept it on his behalf. I just think that was where they kind of messed up. But hey, everybody got to do their own thing. They kept it flowing. They kept it going. So I can't be mad. But I just think it could have went a little better than that. But hey, that's just my opinion, you guys. I will be saying that's just my opinion throughout this whole podcast, you guys. I'm just going to say that. All right, you guys, I think that's it for me today. I spoke my piece. I said my truth. I spoke my piece. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Please stay tuned for more, because I will be coming back. I will be coming back, you guys. This is going to be my norm. This is like my little journal that I can just speak into every day if I wanted to. So y'all will be hearing me say some crazy shit on here. And no, I do not have a filter. So I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Again, this is the Sit Down with DJ Tay. You can follow me at _TaylorSimoneTV on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. My name is Taylor. So you guys just hit me up and, you know, give me some topics to talk about, because I'm always down and I'm always ready to listen and read whatever it may be. If you do have some stories you want to talk about, let me know. Send me an email at TaylorSimone@outlook.com and we can get it popping, honey. Okay, y'all just let me know, because I want to interact with everybody, and I want to just, you know, speak my peace and tell my truth. All right, you guys, you are listening to The Sit Down. Y'all have a great one.